Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show.
Up. Then you got into this very curious area where the attorney general seemed almost to be acting as the counselor for the defense, for the counselor for the president, rather than the attorney general talking about his motives, talking about his anger, his feeling that this was unfair and he was being, there were leaks, and really, as I say, making a case for the president. I suspect the Democrats' heads on Capitol Hill were exploding, and they're going to come down very sharply about the way that Bill Barr today laid this out.
Yeah, because Bill Barr was not acting as the Attorney General of the United States. Bill Barr was acting as Donald Trump's personal attorney. He finally got the kind of Attorney General that he desired. He finally got somebody who would lie for him. He finally got somebody who has absolutely no care in the world about his reputation or thinks that he's smarter than everybody and that nobody's going to read these 400 pages. And he's absolutely wrong. He's so wrong, I can't even tell you. So let me just tell you what happened. I'll tell you what happened in a nutshell, and then we'll start to read you the relevant portions, because this is exactly what you think happened, what we told you happened, what the New York Times and the Washington Post and people that were following the story. BuzzFeed was only slightly off with one word about Michael Cohen lying to Congress with the president's knowledge. The president did know that Michael Cohen was giving false testimony and was going to give false testimony. And Donald Trump's attorney actually encouraged Michael Cohen and deleted a line from Michael Cohen's testimony that they didn't want Michael Cohen to testify to because they thought it would open the door for Michael Cohen's honest and truthful testimony. So you have a president who sits there and not only knows the law is being violated, encourages the law to be violated, you know, actually cheers for the law to be violated. And that is a president that you cannot have as president. It's just that simple. So here's what happened in a nutshell. The cover-up by Donald Trump and his campaign advisors and Roger Stone and Jerome Corsi, who were not part of the campaign, the whole cover-up worked. It worked, and I'll show you how it worked, because I'm going to read you Bob Mueller telling you that the cover-up worked. I'm telling you, this is hair raising. Okay, I'm just gonna, I went through the part where he said that he could not indict the president. He said the concerns about the fairness of an indictment would be heightened in the case of a sitting president, where a federal prosecutor's accusation of a crime, even in an internal report, could carry consequences that extend beyond the realm of criminal justice. The OLC noted similar concerns about sealed indictments. Couldn't even indict the president under seal, because he said even if an indictment were sealed during the president's term, the Office of Legal Counsel reasoned, and this is the old opinion he's relying on, quote, it would be very difficult to preserve an indictment's secrecy. And if an indictment became public, the stigma and opprobrium could imperil the president's ability to govern. Although a prosecutor's internal report would not represent a formal public accusation akin to an indictment, the possibility alone of the report's public disclosure and the absence of a neutral adjudicatory forum to review its findings counseled against potentially determining that the person's conduct constitutes a federal offense. So he couldn't even seal up an indictment, which obviously he wants to do. He said, fourth, if we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would so state. Based on the facts and the applicable legal standards, however, we are unable to reach that judgment. The evidence we obtained about the president's actions and intent presents difficult issues that prevent us from conclusively determining that no criminal conduct occurred. Accordingly, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. See, Mueller wanted to charge the president. Mueller wanted to indict the president. Mueller wanted a sealed indictment of the president. But Mueller believes, as an institutionalist, the word of the day, I think, that he couldn't, but for the OLC decision and Bill Barr and Rod and the beard, stood there and lied to you. They lied to you this morning. That is just not true. All right, let's show you why obstruction worked. Let's read Mueller's words on what the dealio is on the obstruction, okay? This is, I think, page 9. Oh, what did I do? I'll read it off the computer here. Second, while the investigation identified numerous links between individuals with ties to the Russian government and individuals associated with the Trump campaign, the evidence was not sufficient to support criminal charges. Among other things, the evidence was not sufficient to charge any campaign official as, and these were the crimes that he thinks that he could charge, okay, as an unregistered agent of the Russian government or another Russian principal. And our evidence about the June 9th meeting and WikiLeaks releases of hacked materials were not sufficient to charge a criminal campaign finance violation. Further, the evidence was not sufficient to charge that any member of the Trump campaign conspired with representatives of the Russian government to interfere in the 2016 election. Now, here's why. Here's why they didn't have the evidence. It said this is the third reason why. He said the investigation established that several individuals affiliated with the Trump campaign lied to this office, lied to Congress about their interactions with Russian-affiliated individuals in related matters. Those lies materially impaired the investigation of Russian election interference. The office charged some of those lies as violations of the federal false statements statute. Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn pled guilty to lying about his interactions with Russian Ambassador Kislyak during the transition period. George Papadopoulos, a foreign policy advisor during the campaign period, pleaded guilty to lying to investigators about the nature and timing of his interactions with Professor Joseph Misfood, the man from Malta, the professor who told Papadopoulos that the Russians had dirt on candidate Clinton in the form of thousands of emails. Former Trump Organization attorney Michael Cohen pled guilty to making false statements to Congress about the Trump Tower project. And then there's something redacted in there. And in February 2019, the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia found that Manafort lied to the office and the grand jury concerning his interactions and communications with Konstantin Kilimnik and Trump campaign polling data. And he goes on to say that the office was being lied to so hard and that they deleted relevant communications. They communicated during the relevant period using apps that feature encryption devices that don't provide for the long-term retention of their communications records. People literally destroyed evidence.
Call in, connect. To speak to Randy, call 561-270-3844.
561-270-3844.
As the special counsel report makes clear, the Russian government sought to interfere in our election process. But thanks to the special counsel's thorough investigation, we now know that the Russian operatives who perpetrated these schemes did not have the cooperation of President Trump or the Trump campaign, or the knowing assistance of any other American, for that matter. That is something that all Americans can and should be grateful to have confirmed.
Yeah, except it's not confirmed. What Mueller has said in this report is that the office of his office was following the Office of Legal Counsel's no indictment of a sitting president rule from the get-go. All right. And so when they were putting together this information, which is all this is, it's an information. It isn't an indictment. It isn't an exoneration. It isn't a clearing of the. He goes through meticulously all of the contacts, all of the, you know, the polling information that that Manafort gave to Konstantin Kilimnik. Okay, just on that one issue alone, the special counsel, Robert Mueller's team, concluded that Konstantin Kilimnik is a Russian intelligence operative. Okay, that's very important. So they agree that Konstantin Kilimnik is a Russian intelligence operative, and that Manafort gave him polling data. And now we know what the polling data was. This made my hair stand up on the back of my neck. This is here. Manafort briefed Kilimnik. This is page 140. Manafort briefed Kilimnik on the state of the Trump campaign and Manafort's plan to win the election. That briefing encompassed the campaign's messaging and its internal polling data. According to Gates, this is Rick Gates, Manafort's partner that's been cooperating, right? Because it was Manafort and Gates, that was the lobby shop. According to Rick Gates, it also included discussions of battleground states, which Manafort identified as Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Minnesota. Those were the states that Donald Trump won by less than, what, 22,000 votes. 40,000 votes. I mean, this is so amazing. And so and Barr is standing there saying, oh, there was no one, not one American, not anybody in the campaign, not anybody who was, you know, cooperating. That's bull crap. What Mueller said is that the office learned, and now I'm quoting, the office learned that some of the individuals we interviewed or whose conduct we investigated, including some associated with the Trump campaign, deleted relevant communications, that's destroying evidence, or communicated during the relevant period using applications that feature encryption or that do not provide for long-term retention of data or communication records. In such cases, the office was not able to corroborate witnesses' statements through comparison to contemporaneous communications or fully question witnesses about statements that appeared inconsistent with other known facts. Accordingly, while this report embodies factual and legal determinations that the office believes to be accurate and complete to the greatest extent possible given these identified gaps, the office cannot rule out the possibility that the unavailable information would shed additional light on or cast a new light on the events described in this report. And that is in volume one. And volume one has to do with collusion. Volume one has to do with a conspiracy to defraud the United States. And he is saying, I can't say if he did or not because they destroyed so much evidence and they lied so many times to Congress, to us, to, you know, and there's no contemporaneous document. The text messages are gone. They're using Jabber, and he names, you know, some of the platform. He said the information was just destroyed, and there's just no way, and it had a material impact on the investigation. And Bill Barr stood there this morning and said, and thanks to the special counsel, we now know that no American. This is not true. This is false. This is a lie. This is wrong. This is dishonest. And so now what we know is that the cover-up worked. We know that we were played as a country. We know that we are still being played as a country. We know that the presidency the presidency is destroyed. The presidency, never mind the president who occupies the Oval, the presidency of the United States is destroyed The president is a crime boss. There's the whole thing with Michael Cohen, and that he knew that Michael Cohen was giving false testimony as the president of the United States. He actually not only didn't faithfully execute the laws, but he allowed the laws to be broken on his watch while he knew and watched. Everyone lied. The president knew they were lying. In one part of this, Trump sits back when Rosenstein enters the Oval Office and he tells Donald Trump Rosenstein tells Sessions, and Sessions walks into the Oval Office and he tells the president that a special counsel has been appointed after he fires James Comey. The president sits back, slumps back in his chair, and says, "I'm fucked." The president knew what he did. And that's why everybody lied. You know, the big question we always had was, why is he lying so much? Because he knew what he did. Because he knew that he had the Trump Tower deal going. Because he knew that Michael Cohen lied to Congress. Because he knew that that meeting in Trump Tower was not about adoption, and he lied and dictated a false memo. He knew what he did, and he knows what he did. And that's why the presidency is an emergency situation right now. Never mind the president of the United States is a very bad man. The president of the United States is a mob boss. The president of the United States is a failed reality TV star who actually parlayed, fame. Remember they used to say, "Oh, Obama, he's a celebrity." No, this guy is really a celebrity. This guy is a total celebrity with an entire news network that repeats everything he says falsely, so that people can be indoctrinated into believing that nothing you saw, nothing you heard, nothing that really happened, happened, to make you feel insane, to make you feel crazy. And the truth of the matter is that this presidency is an absolute disaster. It's a disgrace. But more than Trump is the office, is the awesome powers that go with that office. It's ruined. All that Mueller said was that Trump didn't have an agreement with the Russian government to hack. Okay? Trump didn't help the Russians hack. Nobody ever said that Trump helped the Russians hack. He didn't. The Russians did that by themselves and told George Papadopoulos that they had done it, and now they had thousands of Hillary Clinton's emails, and that they could win the presidency for Donald Trump. And Donald Trump sat back and loved it. Loved it. Junior sat back and loved it. They actually applauded it, cheered it, and asked for more help. And then the cover-up, everybody lied. Go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.